Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner power and calm we all crave. Now, before you hit that skip button thinking this is another self-help pep talk, hear me out. Today, we're tackling a topic that can be as uncomfortable as an ill-fitting pair of jeans. Failure. Yeah, the dreaded F word. But stick with me because I promise, this isn't about sugarcoating things or telling you to just try harder. It's about flipping the script on failure and seeing it not as a roadblock but as a superhighway to growth. Ever felt like your greatest weaknesses are holding you back? Like you're stuck in a loop of mistakes and missed opportunities? You know that feeling when you trip and fall, and instead of dusting yourself off, you just want to crawl under a rock? I get it. We all have those moments. But what if I told you that embracing failure could be the key to unlocking your true potential? Here's the thing. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone. Think about it like learning to ride a bike. You didn't get up on two wheels and cruise down the street on your first try, did you? Probably more like face-bunting into the grass a few times before finally finding your balance. And guess what? Every stumble, every scraped knee got you closer to conquering that bike. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you shift your perspective on failure. 1. Redefine failure. Ditch the negative connotations and see failure as feedback. It's a signal that something needs tweaking, adjusting, or even completely rethinking. It's like a GPS telling you you've taken a wrong turn. It doesn't mean you're lost. It just means you need to recalibrate. 2. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, perfection is a myth. Striving for it sets us up for disappointment and paralyzes us from taking risks. Remember that iconic quote by Albert Einstein. Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. It's a reminder that innovation and growth often come from stepping outside our comfort zones and embracing the possibility of missteps. 3. Learn from your missteps. Analyze your failures, dissect what went wrong, and identify areas for improvement. Ask yourself, what could I have done differently? What did I learn from this experience? Turn those what-ifs into actionable insights that you can apply to future endeavors. 4. Cultivate a growth mindset. This is key. A growth mindset is all about believing that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work, learning, and persistence. It's the belief that challenges are opportunities for growth, not threats to your ego. Think of it like this. Every failure is a chance to level up. 5. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel proud of your progress. Acknowledge and celebrate those small wins along the way. They build momentum, boost your confidence, and remind you that you're moving in the right direction. Okay, let's put this into practice with a real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You've poured your heart and soul into it, but as soon as you start speaking, you get tongue-tied, blank stare back at you. Yikes. That can feel like a total disaster, right? But instead of spiraling into self-doubt, take a deep breath and remember. It's not about being perfect, it's about learning and improving. Analyze what went wrong. Was it nerves, lack of preparation, or something else entirely? Use this experience as fuel to refine your presentation skills for next time. Maybe you practice more beforehand, focus on engaging with the audience, or even just try a different delivery style. The key takeaway here is that failure doesn't define you, how you respond to it does. So, don't let fear hold you back from taking risks, exploring new ideas, and pushing your boundaries. Embrace those stumbles as opportunities for growth, learning, and ultimately becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, every champion has a story of setbacks and defeats. What sets them apart is their ability to learn from those experiences and come back stronger. So go out there, take risks, and don't be afraid to fail because, in the words of Thomas Edison, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Now, go make something amazing happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of stoic confidence and join the conversation on social media. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.